This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, so some big news yesterday out of the NFL, and of course the Monday night game. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Jason Cole joins us here on Sports Map Radio. How are you, Jason?
I'm great. What's going on?
Good. Did you learn anything about Kansas City last night in this squeaker win? I mean, they wanted to get rid of things. They didn't get rid of things. What's your takeaway of last night's game?
I'd say it's a continuation of the things that have troubled me about them for more than a season. I mean, I know that they made the Super Bowl last year, and you know, if not for injuries, they might have won that game. I know they got they got trucked in that game, but if you give them both offensive tackles, it might have been different. But this team has not played really consistent football since week four last year when they played Baltimore, and they hammered Baltimore in that game. And I remember thinking, okay, this team is really sharp and focused. And then they've just sort of toyed with teams and either just done just enough to get by, or when they're at their best even, they'll have like a 15-minute or 20-minute stretch of the game where they just go, wow, like that's amazing, right? Like they put up 300 yards in 20 minutes. You think they'll score 35 points. I think the Dolphins game was like that. They were behind to the Dolphins after the first quarter. And then from the beginning of the second quarter to the mid part of the third quarter, they just went on this rampage, took control of the game, basically defeated that, their opponent in that, in that stretch of time. And then they took their foot off the pedal and just kind of coasted through the rest of the game. And it's okay to do that, in some of your games. It's not okay to do that all the time because you tend to believe, okay, well, we can just get back to that. Well, teams aren't allowing them to do that, okay? You know, the Giants last night said, we're going to take away all the deep stuff. you can take the – we'll give you the third and sixes, the third and twos. Just don't do anything that's going to hurt us, right? And allow you to get into that fast break mentality. And because they're not able to do that, it's not the same team anymore. Now, defensively, they were okay last night, but it's the Giants. I mean, come on.
I thought the last night, I said, if the Giants were like 10 to 15% better, they would have won that game. And I did not think that going in because I wonder how often – and look, I know teams take every game as seriously as they can and whatnot, but Kansas City, like they're going to run out of time. Like we are halfway through the season. They're going to run out of time if they keep playing these close games that sometimes go their way but then sometimes don't go their way.
Well, they're going to have even more problems if they just continue to have – they're sloppy with turnovers.
Yeah.
That's an even bigger problem. Like they've now gotten to the point where they're playing games in terms of degree of difficulty. Like how hard can we make this game to win, and then we'll still overcome it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they do it consciously, right? Like you don't go into a game saying this is what we're going to do, but you're lackadaisical in your approach. And I don't know that. And I think Andrew Reid's one of the greatest coaches in the history of games. He's probably one of the top 10 coach. Certainly easily top 15. And I think he's had a Hall of Fame career. Certainly up for a strong consideration, right? One of the great innovators in our game. But, like, they just – there's something missing. Like, I go back to the kind of cool little play that they ran with Kelce and shotgun, and he flips it backwards to Mahomes, and Mahomes goes and throws it away. And everybody's like, ooh, look at that. How about just, execute normal plays without throwing interceptions?
Yeah, right.
right. Like, get back to that and focus on the simple stuff instead of, okay, we're going to put in something fun and entertaining to keep the players excited. They're not good right now at simple stuff. And I'm not saying that they're not good. They're obviously still a great team and a great weapon, but they're not exact. They're not on top of their game. And, look, Mahomes is young and brash player who's got a lot of confidence. And in some respects, I think, while he's, you know, look, I don't have any complaints about him on a personal level. Like, I'm not saying he's not a leader. I just think he's not as focused as he necessarily needs to be, you know, the way that you see when, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Brady or some of these guys play. He's still that young guy who's just got the swagger, like, we'll get it done. We'll flex our muscles like he likes to do on the sideline, and we'll come through. And that's true most of the time. It's not true right now. It's just kind of a dangerous quality for a guy who is the best young player in this game still by far. I mean, he's the best quarterback in this game. If you're picking somebody to lead your franchise for the next 10 years, Pat Mahomes is still the guy. But they're just a little sloppy with what they're doing.
Is there an overriding, though, thought, sort of a larger picture thing, that maybe the Patriots kind of spoiled a lot of us or a lot of people who look at NFL now and says, this is the next great thing, and they're going to be dominant for 5 to 6 years, when in reality, outside of the Patriots, it just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't – you don't go to 5 Super Bowls in 7 years or win 6 titles in 10 years. Aaron Rodgers has 1. Peyton Manning has 2. Like, it's really hard to win this thing.
Great. Well, I mean, I don't know if the Patriots have spoiled us, but I think that we anoint people as the next great thing. Like, here's transitively. Everybody's talking about, oh, look at all these great young running quarterbacks who really changed the game, and, this is amazing, and look what – and I always think about, like, did we forget Michael Vick?
Yeah, right. Good point.
Like, yeah, and I know we forgot Michael Vick for some other reasons and want to, the news about him and all those other things. But, like, he was a great, dominant, moving quarterback, right? Like, and a runner and all these things. It's not like we just suddenly got more athletic quarterbacks. We've always been looking at, Randall Cunningham. It's like, and Steve Young and John Elway are all guys who played outside the pocket and ran a lot. Oh, we're just changing the game. No, we're not changing the game. There's probably a few more of those guys. But the game is still the game, and it's really, really hard, and we're looking for these qualities. They just don't happen to last very long because nothing in the NFL generally lasts very long. And it's hard, and it's extremely hard to win, and people do figure out how to stop you or catch up to you. Or, in the case of the Chiefs, I think maintaining focus 100% of the time is such an incredibly difficult thing to do when you've reached the mountaintop.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to the Von Miller trade for the Rams. What's your thoughts on the Rams and the way they're going about the building their team compared to the way other teams keep draft picks, draft younger? The Rams go, we don't need these. We want people we know, and this is how we're building our organization.
Well, when you think you're on the edge of winning, this is what you do. I mean, you push all in. I don't blame them. They better win, however, because when you give away an entire draft class, you may be good for 2 or 3 years. Like, they may be able to string this together for 2 or 3 years because of this. The problem is you do pay the price later on. I mean, you see what – if you go back to what Tampa did, right, when they won their title – under John Gruden. And then they gave away a bunch of these draft picks. Eventually, that defense aged out, and then they didn't have the young players to replace it. So it's perfectly okay. Like, if you're a Tampa fan, you're hanging on to that memory going, that was awesome. And you're okay with what happened afterwards, right? But if you don't win it, then you're not going to be okay because you didn't have the party. You didn't get to have the celebration. You didn't get the moment. You didn't go out and get to buy the memorabilia and the jerseys and all those other things that you want to do. So the Rams, you do this, you better win because you're going to pay for it, down the line in 3 or 4 years when you don't have a bunch of young players and you're buying guys off the free agent market and you're struggling to be somewhere around 500, which is what Tampa did for the next, 8 years under John Gruden. It was basically a 500 team.
Jason Cole joins us, also author of Elway, A Relentless Life. Von Miller's addition to the Rams, I know he's not the same Von Miller, but how much does he make them better?
Oh, I mean, I don't think that Vaughn is actually all that far removed from what he was. I mean, yeah, he's not the electric player he was in 2011 to 2015. I'll give you that. Nobody is at that age. But you put him next to Aaron Donald?
Yeah.
I mean, look, so far this year, you watch Miller. I mean, he's getting doubled every single play because they don't have anybody who can finish on the other side, right? Like Bradley Chubb has just been banged up or, you know, not good enough, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, Von Miller hasn't had any help, and he's at the stage of his career where he does have to have some help. He's not that guy in the first 4 years who could, you know, take on any situation. But you can put him next to Aaron Donald. Oh, I think that where they, if they've got 10, where they're 7-1, so they've got 9 games left. I think he's good for an easy 7 sacks.
Oh, yeah.
In those 9 games. I mean, and 7 sacks is never easy, don't get me wrong, but I think he's good for 7 sacks in that situation. And if he does that, and, you know, you get the turnovers and the hurried plays that go with it, and, you know, I think he changes their defense. He elevates them even more, and they're the odds-on favorite coming in out of the NFC. And, yeah, you know, the NFC is tough. It's very tough, but he makes them the overwhelming favorite, I think.
Jason Cole, again, the author of Elway, A Relentless Life. Always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll catch up with you down the road. Thanks a lot, man.
Anytime. Be good. Thanks.
You got it. Again, Jason Cole on a Progressive guest line. Quotes, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. More thoughts on the Miller trade to the Rams as we continue with Wake Up Call.